Hi, and welcome to Ben Heck Podcast, episode 8.5. This is a supplemental little podcast where we're going to talk about the Wii, which we've now finally played. And also, we have a bonus feature that was cut out of the last podcast, a conversation about Uwe Boll. So we'll start with us playing the Wii and going through the somewhat lengthy update process with it, and then we'll have our impressions of it after that. It's going to be a little rough, but enjoy.
Yeah, turn it upside down, though, Dale. Ready? Updating. Do not turn the power off. Please wait a moment.
Power, please, moment. Not turn updating. Crap.
10 minutes later, we're still right here? Updating.
This is where the update has gotten.
Oh. You're right, Jones. If the 360 took this long to update, I know it's over Wi-Fi, but people would just be up in arms.
Yeah.
This is Jesus.
And this is the second.
This
update.
Is like Service Pack 2 kind of update speeds.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't even know what the hell it's doing.
Updating. Do not turn the power off. Down. Please wait a moment, baby.
Wow.
Up here at the corner. You can barely see it, but there it is. Wii system update.
Well, this update's been going for at least 4 minutes.
Oh my god.
And it's the
god.
Second one.
What?
Oh. And it's only half, it ain't even halfway yet.
Touch this ain't over.
Touch my finger update.
I dare you. This is like service pack type speeds here.
When the bar gets to here, we can drink again.
It's not, it's over Wi-Fi, but that doesn't explain this.
Because it's not like it's downloading like 50 meg or anything. I'm sure it downloads like a couple meg.
Oh, it's almost
at
there.
At most, and then it just does its updating process.
Oh, it touched my finger.
Did you hear about anybody talking about this?
No. Maybe nobody took theirs online.
It's the secret shame of Wii.
Jeez. Boy, you know, I can't. All the kids open up their Wii Christmas morning. You know, it'll take them half an hour before they get to play it, but at least they'll have it.
As long as they don't go online, I guess they'll be okay.
Do not turn the power off. Please wait a moment. Or 10. Well, maybe eventually we'll. I guess we shouldn't have tried. We shouldn't have tried to connect it to the internet. That was our problem.
Yeah, that was our fatal error.
You know,
where will the hand come back?
The DS connected to the internet pretty easily. I mean, you know, it couldn't do a web connection, but
it didn't have to do like 20 minutes of updates either.
Jeez. See, where is the hand coming back?
And not to toot the 360's horn or anything, but I've never had a system update take more than a minute on that thing.
Yeah.
And this is ridiculous.
Wi-Fi, okay, maybe it's slower than connecting a cable, which I don't believe, but
it is.
Okay, but it's not this much slower. No. That can't be the explanation
for
it.
It's been 6 minutes.
You know, wait. Unless it's, you know, like a, you know, 801B or something. I highly doubt they do that, though. You know, like an old.
They had to make it cheap, though, you know.
Oh, I'm sure it's G, though, you know, the fast Wi-Fi. This is like smoke signal modem kind of speeds.
What does the plus and minus button do?
I don't know. Apparently, we'll probably never find out.
We haven't gotten to a game yet where we can find out.
Wait, what's the one and two buttons do?
We did get to make a Mii character, though. Yep. That was quite exciting.
Doesn't do anything.
Well, it was our grand folly. Folly, yeah.
Well, we gotta get on there and check out the virtual console.
Okay, we're now going to discuss these Nintendo systems that work easily. Nintendo Entertainment Center.
System just
turns on. Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
Just turns on.
Well,
this thing, after the first update, which took probably 7 to 10 minutes.
Well, yeah, probably. And now this is, what is this? This is the Wii channel update?
Well, see, we did that because we tried to go to the Wii shopping center or something like that, and yeah, it told us we had to do all these updates after we configured our internet connection.
You know, right.
But it did that first update, then it rebooted, and then it made us choose our country.
Oh, yeah, now it's doing another update.
Yeah, and then it started doing another update after that. Which has been going
okay,
on.
Okay, ready?
For
verse 3,
now.
Ready? Do, 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 do. Updating. Do not turn the power off. Please wait a moment, baby. I'm coming back to you real soon. Wee!
For the first time.
Oh, get, are you ready to wee?
Well, I don't know.
Still turn the power off.
We don't know. There might be a third update, so we better not get too excited here.
Yep.
Oh.
It is. Oh, look at that.
Champions!
Oh, thank goodness parental controls are available!
Oh, those must be some controls!
Whee!
No, no, don't. We don't want any more delays. Yes! Oh, for Christ's sakes.
I just want to get online there and check some shit out.
Hit
man.
No.
I did!
Oh, there we go. Got it rebooted again?
So that was an 8-minute long update there.
Oh, hey, look at this.
Hey, now we got a warning for health and safety.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Hey.
But apparently it's okay to throw your Wiimote through people's skulls.
Let's go look at the
news. Oh, we're
going to
go check
channel.
Out the news. Let's, we have,
all right, our, the Wii rebooted the again. Okay, let's see what's going on in the world. Click it, Dale.
No!
Oh, another update? For crying out loud, I could
you
like...
You must perform a Wii system update to use this channel.
Or do anything at
you
all.
You cannot use this channel until service begins.
Jesus, you could like walk to Iraq and see what was going on faster than this stuff. Oh, there we are, Wii Sports. Let's do this.
And it did the same thing for the whatever that other channel
yep.
was. Jeez. The weather channel or whatever.
So, do they assume that non-gamers want to sit watching a screen for 5 hours, or what?
Securely fasten the
okay,
wrist strap.
Okay, Dale. Non-gamer Dale, get your hand in there.
Alright. There. Now I can safely use my Wiimote.
Wee!
Yeah, don't damage your own television. Or throw it in the fire, that'd be bad.
Welcome to Wii Sports!
Just press
you have to press A and B.
Where's B?
It's the bottom
oh.
thing.
See where it's got the thing down there? Oh yeah, we gotta save this shit.
A save file has been created. Long live Jobby.
Dale, Wee. You have just entered the world of gaming.
Oh god, no.
Uh-oh, the Wiimote's gonna get confused by the... Die! Die! You suck!
What's that barbell down or dumbbell thing? Oh, training. What's over to the right there? Wii Fit.
Oh, fuck! Oh, get this party started. You're like,
okay,
bowling's supposed to be good.
Do
bowling,
bowling,
yeah. I think you have to stand up, though, for it.
Oh, fuck!
We got 3 players, man.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah, that's...
Wii remote. See, they gave up the Wiimote thing.
Yep.
Ah, oh, look, douche!
Yes! It's me!
Alright, get in there, Dale. Be douche. Or...
Douche it up.
Alright.
Which hand do you want to use? I guess you choose your right or left.
I want to use my right. Add a douche!
Jeez, this is taking forever.
You can't do anything yet. Alright, what do you want to be?
Oh.
I guess select your...
I don't know, I'll be some... I don't get to be douche, which is unfortunate.
Select your crappy player.
Let's see.
Be black.
I'm gonna be this ass pirate here. Oh, I can't save my records with him.
Yeah.
That's okay. Crap. Apparently, I'm already right-handed.
Wow, that mouse looks really accurate.
Yeah.
All right, Ben, choose your...
Oh, yeah, this is
douchey character.
This is who he... This will be...
Choose a chick.
You.
That guy.
Yeah.
He's kind of like you. You're choosing a chick.
He's Blondie.
Awesome.
Okay, let's get this party started. Oh, Make sure there are no people or objects around you that you might bump into whilst playing, okay?
Wow.
God, I run into that problem all the time when I fire up the 360.
Oh, I think your first deal.
Okay. Let's see what happens here. So,
wow, look at these
fuck
graphics.
Do I use this?
This is oh, there amazing. You go. This is definitely next gen.
Press A and B.
Get in there, douche. Look at him.
Okay, I'm doing it.
Make sure you got that wrist strap
on.
You gotta
push A.
You got your strap on?
Yeah.
All okay, right. There you go.
Raise it up.
Hold B.
Yeah!
Wow, that was so realistic.
That was lame.
And you almost
oh,
hit
hey, you can't bowl that good.
I can in the world of Wii.
The world of Wii craft. Oh, this is you again. Is You're it? Not going to pick up this spare.
Turn.
Oh,
oh no!
You killed your friends.
Good.
Oh, I get to get in there now.
I think it's, no, it's still him.
Oh, is it?
What? Oh, you cheating fool.
Oh, there you go.
Pick it up.
Oh, come
money.
On.
Please. I didn't do that well.
Look at this non-gamer action.
All right,
that's
let's see what...
a bunch of crap.
See, now here comes a gamer, so I'm going to have to suck at this game.
Well, the background... It sounds like a bowling alley in the background.
All right, I'm holding the Wiimote securely.
Are you?
I think. I haven't had anybody demonstrate this to me, so I can't be certain. All right. Consider
it's
it
like
help.
You're holding a beer.
So you let go of the button to make it...
Yes!
Just like Port Washington!
Well, at least it's pretty accurate representation of your skills.
That's
anyway.
Right, because I never claimed to be anything at bowling.
Oh.
Oh, I did the same thing as Dale.
So you let go of it when you throw it in?
There we go. Yep. Put some stank on that baby.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, boy.
7 pins.
Okay. Yeah, you go like this, and then you
let
go. You
know what? I see a problem with this already. Like, if you can't afford the $60 for 3 of these things, if you're going to be hanging them off, and then you're not going to put the strap on each time, and then it flies through a window.
Hey, put that strap on, mister.
Fuck you.
Hey, look, right there it shows you. Put that
fuck
strap
it.
On.
Put the strap on.
Look, up there it's telling you.
Okay, here I go.
If you destroy my television, you have to buy me a better one. That's all I'm saying.
Get in there.
Whee! Wow, you suck.
7 pins of fury.
All right, here we go.
Dale is kicking our ass. He is a non-gamer.
Oh, come on!
Oh,
yes!
Oh, he pulls ahead of me.
Yep, Dale the non-gamer is kicking our ass. It's all obviously right, has a built-in handicap.
There it is. Money! Money!
Oh!
Not quite.
On the green!
Still better than you, losers.
Oh, this ain't over.
Yeah! You asshole!
Hey, Dale is a force to be reckoned with.
Okay, well, now we've finally played a Wii. It's going... The reason I have it is because I'm making it into a project for someone. Hopefully that'll turn out well. So I had to, you know, test it first, so this was an opportunity to play it. So now that we've played it, we're going to discuss our opinions on it, since we've been very opinionated about it for ever since this podcast has existed. So now we're finally going to, you know, put our money where our mouth is and tell you what we thought.
Yes.
Yeah, we even went to... Okay, so the games we played, we played Wii Sports that came with it, and then we went to Blockbuster and dished out the serious cash and rented Zelda and... what was the other one?
Call of Duty
Call
3.
Call of Duty 3 for 5 days.
Yeah.
The system's even in one piece that long, but... actually, it's not even one piece now.
Yeah, they wouldn't even let us rent it for less than that. It was like...
Oh, really?
The standard is 5 days, I guess. That's just what they do, so... I would have liked to have tried Trauma Center, but they didn't have it in, so... I think that might actually make good use of the Wiimote stuff, but... It was not to be.
Yeah. okay. Wii Sports.
Yeah, it was like, I think we both agree the only games worth their salt at all on it were the bowling and the tennis. The golf and the baseball were pretty terrible, I would say.
Boxing, the latency.
Boxing, yeah. It just didn't work very well. I mean, it was definitely better than the baseball and the golf, but like baseball was so lame because all you could do was just hit the ball and pitch it. You couldn't field, you couldn't run your players around or anything, and it just, I don't know, it was very boring and lame, and the golf was very
bare bones.
Yeah, wonky or whatever as well. And
but the bowling was pretty good.
Yeah, we actually played, what, three or four games of that? Like
yeah, because we played
Dale.
One with Dave. We probably played about four games.
And then Dave played two later on, and that was actually fun. I mean, the control was kind of iffy on that, too, because there were times where I'd be trying, I don't know if in bowling you call it slicing it, but, you know, where you make the ball go to the right,
mm-hmm.
and it would go to the left, like it would hook. And
well, you had to rotate the controller.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'd rotate it to the right, mm-hmm. which you would think would make the ball curve in that direction, and it hooked still.
Yeah, I was getting to where I was, like, making my guy slide to the right because I knew I would always hook left.
Yeah, I did that, too, so... But it was fun. I could see, you know, like, kind of what we'd talked about before.
A party.
It seems like it's a good party system where you'd pull it out and knock the dust off when there's people coming over.
We didn't whack anything with the Wiimote, but that little cord is pretty flimsy.
Like the part where it actually tethers. Like, the thing that goes around your wrist is fairly beefy, it seems like, but the actual part that hooks that to the controller looks pretty flimsy.
Right, well when we were bowling, when I was watching, like, you other guys bowling, you know, you guys whipped it pretty good, and at the end of the whip, you were pointing it directly at the screen. So, I mean, I can believe how this thing could fly out and hit a projection screen and you know, crack the thin plastic of those things.
Well, and like we talked about, too, part of the allure of this thing is the party aspect.
Yeah.
Because, like we talked about with karaoke, part of the fun of karaokeing is getting up there and making an ass in front of a bunch of people. You know, you don't do it all alone at home unless you're the 40-year-old virgin or something.
Mm-hmm.
But, like with the Wii, it was, you know, like I was getting all ridiculous and getting into the bowling motion and stuff because there were a few people there and we were just having fun with it.
Yeah, it was fun.
Where if I was at home, you know, by myself playing it, that wouldn't be fun, I don't think, you know, and it's just like...
No.
But, I mean, I did have fun playing the bowling, I can admit that.
Well,
but,
the tennis was fun, I enjoyed that because it actually seemed to pretty much represent, you know, moving around badminton or whatever the thing is called.
And, like, when I was playing, it was like, I noticed that you could actually do a backhand and a forehand, and it seemed, for the most part, to be able to sense whether you were doing a backhand or a forehand, which mm-hmm. was interesting, I thought, so... It was not too bad, so.
Yeah, I mean, Dale, our non-gamer friend, said, I'd spend $80 on this. And we're not sure where he got the number 80 from, but we informed him that he would never get it that cheap in the next 4 years.
So that was after he had played the bowling, which he played first, though. But then once he played the other games, then his number dropped to like $30.
Well, he didn't even play the other games. So you want to move on? Okay, so Wii Sports... Yeah, what was like? There's five games.
Yeah, because you got the boxing, tennis, golf, baseball, and bowling. So
a couple of them are good, but the other ones, I know it's just a tech demo, but
you know,
I think
really
some certain games just don't really lend themselves to that.
I
don't know.
But bowling was fun. I'll give it that. Bowling was entertaining. So
yeah, and you can play with one Wiimote because you know only one person bowls at a time anyway.
Yeah, so everybody could be involved with just the one.
But of course, you know, nobody bothers. You know, just to be facetious or, well, something, we would put the strap around our wrist.
Yeah.
You know, because obviously we're reminded to do that. But, of course, 5 minutes in, you don't bother strapping and restrapping every time you hand off the Wiimote.
Yeah.
And the Wiimote itself isn't so bad, but the nunchuck, it's, you hold it and you're like, $60?
Yeah. Well, that's only 20 for the nunchuck.
Well, I know, but the whole shebang.
But it does feel pretty... flimsy,
and it's
thought, like the nunchuck.
It's smaller than you probably think it is once you actually hold it, if you haven't played one yet.
The Wiimote itself, though, it isn't too bad, but like you said, it's probably because it's got batteries in it,
motor.
So it's got a little more weight to it. But
okay, well, let's move on to the other game rented, Call of Duty 3.
Yeah, so we rented that one because he thought, hey, you know, like Ben's played Call of Duty 2 on the PC, and I've played it on the 360. So
and I refuse to play, you know, FPS on consoles because I hate the controls. So
yeah,
is
so
this
it was
better?
Interesting. Yeah, so it was something we could actually compare to what we've played on other systems, basically. So
well, I would. It was hard to play, I mean.
Yeah, and we did adjust the sensitivity and yep. things. It's not like we're total noobs or anything, you know. We went in the menu and changed the sensitivity and things.
Oh, like throwing grenades?
Yeah.
You had to reach your thumb up to the D-pad, and when you do that, your cursor goes off target. Yeah.
Because you move the remote,
yeah,
of course.
You have to move
that.
The remote to move your thumb.
Yeah.
And, it's...
Yeah, it didn't work very well. It was just...
Yeah, I couldn't hit crap. And I made that mini game where I had to like push the gun against the Nazi or whatever.
Yeah.
I know you guys got a kick out of me doing it.
It was funny watching you, but you could tell it was kind of pointless, like what was going on, you know. It just
Yeah.
I don't know. And I played it for a while and it worked okay, like actually targeting things and all that. I got to where I could target things somewhat well.
But it was so easy to like go completely haywire and like, you know, all of a sudden you're looking over this way, you know.
Like I had a couple times where it was just like all of a sudden my guy would just start spinning for no reason. And I was like, what the heck's that all about? And
or like the switching weapons where you like shake the nunchuck part left and right. I mean,
yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, it just didn't lend itself. You know, it felt like very rushed how they made it, you know, fit with the Wiimote functionality, so...
I think that's a good example of a game where if you have something holding it out in midair, it's not...
Yeah, because you have to be able to hold it steady and things,
yeah.
And it doesn't lend itself well to that, so...
So, we have those games for 5 days, and, you know, maybe I'll try to play through Call of Duty a little bit more, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. Not because I really wanted to, but because I want to get my money's worth.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, and then the other game we rented was the killer app, Zelda. Now, I will preface this. Neither Jones and I are Zelda fans. Not 3D Zelda
especially
fans.
3D Zelda, because as you might remember, I had Link to the Past on my top 10, but...
Mm-hmm.
This, I don't know, this 3D stuff just doesn't get it done for me.
And I beat the first two Zeldas on the NES, and I think I have one for my Game Boy, and I played A Link to the Past on the SNES quite a bit. But I never got into the 3D ones, like on the N64. And
this one, it was like, we played it for like 2 hours.
And what did we...
And we accomplished, we got a cradle from a monkey, we got a fishing pole, we got a wooden sword... We knocked down a beehive.
Mm-hmm.
We got some goats in.
Goats in!
And fish on!
Fish on!
So, we did those things
fish
in like 2 hours
on, Liu Kang.
Of effort, you know.
Well, and, yeah, the whole time.
And it was just.
The whole time, all I kept thinking was like, well, in Oblivion.
Yeah, because, yeah, you'd keep bringing that up.
It is so. In the year 2006.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, maybe there's people. There's a lot of you out there that love this game, but we're just saying why it's not our cup of tea. And maybe there's other people out there that agree with us, and they're just afraid to speak.
Yeah,
I know of one at least. But you play this game. It's year 2006. You've paid $250 for this console, $50 for the game. The characters go like, "Yeah," and their mouth like moves, and then text appears on the screen.
Yeah, there's no voice acting.
It seems completely primitive.
Yeah.
This day and age. It's even primitive for a PS2 game.
Well, really, it reminded me of Ocarina of Time, what little
right.
I played it, just with better graphics.
Mm-hmm.
Which are okay compared to, you know, what we're used to for graphics today.
It just seems so...
And yeah, you couldn't interact with, you know, like how you kept saying, well, in Oblivion, you know, you could just go and do this, and yeah, we know this isn't Oblivion, but,
right.
But it's like still... It doesn't seem like this game's really advanced at all.
See, that's the thing that makes something next generation, is when you have all this extra power and you can make a game that's deep.
Yeah.
You know, Oblivion, if you had enough lockpicks and if you were good enough to use the lockpicks for the difficult locks, you could go into any house you wanted. There is no, like, artificial limitations, you know?
Yeah, you didn't have to wait to find a key somewhere or
yep.
any of this other stuff.
And if you whacked a horse, you know, you could, it wouldn't stop you. But then you might get arrested.
Yeah, and you could break into a store at night and
mm-hmm.
steal goods and things.
Mm-hmm.
And
it just seemed... I don't know. Especially after playing a game like Oblivion, it just makes Twilight Princess seem very primitive.
Yeah, and it just seems very, I don't want to say childish, but it seems like when we were playing it, it felt like if I was 13 years old, not to say there's anything bad about being 13, but if I was 13 years old, the game might appeal to me then.
Right.
But being 29 years old, I'd much rather be playing Oblivion. It's
right.
Like, it just, I don't know, it's like way too kiddy and, I don't know, just didn't do it for
well,
me.
Well, we're probably not going to have any listeners left after this one, but...
And the Wiimote stuff really feels tacked on. And it,
for
like,
the Zelda one?
Yeah, for like the longest time I wasn't even using it for anything.
And then once you finally do get the sword, you can swing the sword by moving the remote, but it doesn't affect the way you swing the sword at all.
Yeah, yeah,
you can
just
shake the remote
in
your hand like you're having a seizure and it'll still swing.
Yeah, you could just lock onto stuff and just hit A, and your guy would sit there and whack it with the sword. And it was, whether you were doing like a backhand type move or
mm-hmm.
a forehand type move, he swung it exactly the same.
Well, it's not like the sword followed your motions anyway.
No.
Well, the controller's moving quickly. I guess that's a swing.
Yeah, so...
I don't know. It's... Like, it had and on top of that, it had latency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, like I said, when we were playing it last night, I'm like... I'm underwhelmed by the Wii at this point, and, you know, people are probably shocked by that as much as I've railed against it, but I actually expected a little more out of it than what I got. But at the same time, I'd like to give it another try in about a year when developers have had more time to work
yeah.
with it, and maybe they'll be able to find ways to pull more out of it to make, you know, the motion control stuff more intuitive and make it, you know, work in the way you'd expect it to work. It'd be interesting to
or
give it another look.
Make games for it that need the motion controls to defend attack on. Like Wii Sports, you know, even though some of the games aren't great, at least they all lend themselves to motion control.
Yeah.
Whereas stuff like Zelda, it's just tacked on.
Yeah.
And it's... So tacking on the motion control for Zelda delayed it probably a good 6 months. There's no reason the game couldn't have come out earlier this year for the GameCube. It's been so delayed, so...
Oh, yeah.
It's... Yeah. The other thing we mentioned was the update times. Like, remember
yeah.
when we connected it to the internet, and the updates took, like, what, one was like 14 minutes?
Well, the first one was like 7 minutes, because all we did was we wanted to go out and look at the Wii Shop channel so we could see what virtual console
uh-huh.
games are there. So we clicked on that, and it's like, oh, you need an update to get out here. And we're like, oh, okay, we're used to on the 360 where you have some sort of update, and it takes like a minute or two, and you're back up and running. No, this was like 7 minutes. It rebooted, came back in, and then it had to do another update that took like another 8 minutes.
What was the term I used? Service Pack 2 speeds?
Yeah, I mean, it was really... I mean, I was shocked how slow it was, and I'd like to give Nintendo a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. I know they're new to this whole online thing where they're pushing out, you know, like actual like firmware-type updates and things... You know, so maybe they'll get better as
you know,
it goes
my DS
along.
Goes online without all that rot.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, you know, with this, it's like, you know, it's a console, and they're actually doing, like, these firmware updates to it now and adding functionality.
And
like
even,
they do
even
the
when you are browsing the Wii Store, it's really slow.
Yeah.
The menu system itself, too, is not as intuitive as the Xbox 360. It's got all these,
yeah.
like, I don't know.
Yeah, it didn't really... I don't know.
I think if they made...
We didn't talk about the Mii character thing.
The Miis were pretty fun.
Yeah, we got amusement out of that. And it was fun in the bowling game to see our Mii characters
well, what was
mingling
your, what
around.
What was your guy's name?
I made a character called Douche. So if you see some character called Douche wandering onto your Wii, since apparently they can travel between
Douche
systems...
with an S thrown in for
that's
some
right,
reason.
Just for fun. It's actually Dausha.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's right, we said it was French. And my character is Kim Jong-il.
But just Kim Jong, because Il
wouldn't
fit.
Oh yeah, I couldn't fit that, yeah. So he's probably Kim Jong's dad.
Yes.
Yeah, he's wandering around the Wii, and he's like, I'm so lonely.
yeah. So that was kind of amusing, playing around with that, but it was...
Well, then what we said with the Wii Sports, like, this is cool now, but it's too bad, you know, why can't these characters, like, look better?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, my movie I love so much, Wimbledon.
Yeah.
I'm like, why couldn't this be a Wimbledon game, you know? You have Paul Bettany out there.
Yeah.
And
well, like
swing
the
club and then screw Jennifer Connelly or whatever.
Well, like with the golf, you know, it's like, you know, why can't this look like Tiger Woods and have, like, the motion stuff like that and... I think they do make the Tiger Woods game for the Wii, but it's...
So yeah.
Might have to try that someday, I don't know. But yeah, like I say, I'm very underwhelmed by it at this point, but I would like to give it a try in another year when they bring out... When they've had more time to work on, when, like, the second-gen stuff comes out, and they haven't just had to, like, tack the functionality on. Like, now developers can really look at it and go, how could we put this into the game and make it work for the game? And all that. So, It could get better down the road. I hope it gets better down the road, because right now it's not looking that good, but I don't know. So,
we'll have to see.
Basically, I just look at it like, you know, where it could be a nice party thing to drag out. Like, if they get it down under $100 someday and they have more stuff like the bowling game.
And cheaper Wiimotes.
Yeah, I would think about buying one to have around when I have people over and we could just, you know, have it on in the background for people to bowl and whatever. But
of course, you know, we could have done something, you know, like in the last podcast where we drove to the video store. We could also drive to the bowling alley here. It's actually right across the street from the video store.
But then you got to rent shoes, and you got to pay for lane time.
It would take a long time to get up to $300 or $250.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm saying the $100 or less for the system thing. Because, there ain't no way in hell I'm going to spend $250 on this thing. Because it ain't worth it. I mean, I'm glad those of you out there that are enjoying it, but for my money, no thank you. So...
Yeah, I thought it was kind of interesting. I found myself enjoying Wii Sports and feeling a little ironic about it, but it's strange that we had more fun with Wii Sports than the other, like, you know, grade
A titles.
Name titles,
yeah.
Yeah, but
I think it shows that there's potential for it. Whether or not that potential gets tapped and used in interesting ways is yet to be seen, though.
I still think they should make a soldering game for it. You're this guy, and you have to go around soldering things. Wouldn't that be exciting?
Oh, yeah.
And you
could
have a
great
hot glue gun. You could be like me.
So you know what they could do is they can make an Olympics game. Because, like, my wife had the idea that they should have, like, skiing and stuff for it. So they could have, like, an Olympics game, you know, where you're doing weightlifting or something and all this stuff that where you could actually use the... Or, like, the javelin throw and all that sort of stuff. So it'd be a bit more useful that way. But, yeah, for games like Zelda and stuff, it just... I don't know. It just doesn't lend itself to
it. Yeah, it's like they should think... Yeah, they should think of a game... You know, like, what can I do with the Wiimote, and then make a game around that?
Yeah.
Like, is what they did with Wii Sports. Instead of, we have this existing type of game, Zelda game, FPS, how do we make the Wiimote work with it?
Yeah.
In my opinion, it doesn't seem to be that great.
No.
And we thought about renting Madden, but, again, what is that? You push one of the D-pad buttons, and then you throw
then
the
you
controller
throw.
To, like, throw the ball. It's like, why didn't you just push one of the D-pad buttons, and that throws the ball? Just,
yeah.
I don't know. All right, well, this is just a short little thing, so we better wrap it up. But, that's our impressions. It's interesting, we think it has potential, but...
right now it's not hitting the mark for my money, so maybe someday.
All right, well, we'll see you for the next full podcast, the Christmas special. See you later.
Adios.
Whee!